Hello, this is Pastor Kong Hee. I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray that you'll be blessed in Christ, encouraged by the Word, and experience an encounter with God. Remember, knowing God and being known by Him is the greatest pursuit of life. Enjoy the message. The 10th statement of the Apostles' Creed is this: I believe in the forgiveness of sins. What are sins? A sin is any thought, attitude, or action that fails to conform to or is a transgression against God's law. God is perfectly holy, such as His eyes are too pure to look on evil, and He cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13. As such, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people. Now, is there a difference between sin, singular, and sins, plural? Yes. In the Bible, the word sin, singular, refers to the powerful sin nature in us. It is like the tree that keeps producing its evil fruit. Now, the word sins, plural, are all the actual wrongs that we do. Until our sin nature is dealt with, we will keep on sinning and sinning and sinning. But sin is not just breaking God's laws per se. We can personally sin against the Holy Spirit. How? By resisting Him, grieving Him, insulting Him, quenching the Spirit. We may not be breaking any commandments outwardly, but we are nonetheless sinning by our willful and prideful attitude. The good news is, sins can be forgiven. In Christ, we can find forgiveness. By dying on the cross, Jesus cancels out sin's penalty. All our trespasses, the evils we have done, the rights we have failed to do, the horrible attitudes we have expressed to God and to others, they are all erased and wiped off the record. Because Jesus became our penal substitute and took our punishment for us on the cross, all our debts to sin are paid in full. This is exactly what it means when Jesus said, "It is finished." The Greek word, the telestai, means paid in full. Our sins are wiped out and we are free. We no longer live under the burden of the debt of sin. And God will never hold those sins against us ever again. The word forgiveness in the Greek is aphemi, which means to let go of a debt, to release it, to send the wrong or the sin or the offense far, far away. This is why the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is an expression of love. In fact, love and forgiveness are the two sides of the same coin. God is love. This means it is God's nature to forgive. In Exodus 34 and verse 7, God Himself says, "I lavish my love by forgiving sin." On His part, everything has been done for our forgiveness. Just like God's love needs to be acknowledged and received, what we need to do now is simply to repent and to believe. Repentance and faith are not works. Repentance is simply an inner decision to humble ourselves and to change our minds towards sin, to surrender our lives to Jesus and receive by faith what He has given to us. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So God forgives and cleanses us by His blood. Do you believe that? I do. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Now, the evidence that you have received this amazing grace of God is when you can likewise be gracious to others. So we must forgive others the way God has forgiven us. Why must we forgive? Because we ourselves have been forgiven by God. Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So we must keep no record of wrongs. Jesus says, we forgive as many times as necessary. Because love and forgiveness are synonymous. To be a loving person is to live in a constant atmosphere and attitude of forgiveness. Now, there is a practical reason for this. We forgive for our own good, so that the offense of others does not poison our soul. We don't allow roots of bitterness to grow within so that we don't get stuck in the past. To forgive is to stop being angry with people, situation, and life. We forgive for the sake of our own physical health, our mental well-being, our spiritual well-being. Unforgiveness will damage our soul and hurt our relationship with God. We cannot truly fellowship with a loving, forgiving God if we refuse to forgive others. It is not about forgetting that people hurt you or act like it didn't happen or it doesn't matter. To forgive simply means to let it go, to let go of the offense. It is a deliberate, conscious decision to let go of the anger or resentment toward a person or a group of people or even an organization or an institution, a system which has hurt you, regardless of whether they actually deserve it or not. You let go of the need to seek revenge. You let go of the need to hurt someone back for the harm they did to you or to someone you love. On the cross, Jesus forgave all his enemies. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. His enemies weren't sorry for what they had done. And Jesus could have just died and gone to heaven, but he didn't. Jesus was giving you an example that your life must not be lived with any unforgiveness, not even for a moment. The Holy Spirit wants you to live in his righteousness, peace, and joy. So you make a decision today to walk in a constant atmosphere of forgiveness. I believe in forgiveness. Thank you and God bless.